All right. So I just did a magic trick. I'm waiting for the result. And when it happens, I'll talk about it. I hope somebody reminds me. This is a magical world. Magic. M-A-G. There was the Magi, right? The Ma-G. M-A is water and blood. G is number 7. It is finished. 7 means the number of completion. It is finished. It's magic. This is a magical world because the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. The machine, the machine, is pushing out copies, pushing out babies. Right? What was one of the first commands? Be fruitful and multiply. Make copies. And then in the New Testament, what was it? Be fishers of men. He said, I'll teach you to be fishers of men. And the fish symbol looks like the birthing chamber shape for a reason. The vesica piscis. Everybody talks about the flower of life or the different shapes and symbols. It goes back to 153 when it goes back to the fish symbol. The 153 shape is union. When Jesus said, cast the net on the other side, they had fished all night. Cast the net on the other side. They had to balance the equation, the red versus the blue. What is the red versus blue? I got a truck right beside me. It's red versus red and blue. It's the turning machine, to turn, verse, vulva, to birthing chamber, birthing process. When you look at a barbershop, it's the red versus blue. Cutting machine, turning machine, birthing machine, copy machine. You're in a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. Made in God's image. The reason I'm repeating it, because I want it to be so ingrained in your mind that you realize what you're really in, and you go your whole life. People go their whole life and don't even know what they're in. You're in a copy machine. You're in a washing machine. You're in a fax machine. You're in a book, the Holy Writ. Do you not? Okay, so you read the Bible, and you read about these guys in the Old Testament. The things, and the Bible says 1 Corinthians 10 or 2 Corinthians 10, those things that happened in the past were written down for admonition. So you're reading the Bible about real people that walked around, and they were in a book. You're reading the book that they were in. They were in a 3D book, and it's written down on 2D. The book, the movies are about you. You're in a movie. You watch a movie because you're in a movie. You watch a series, a TV series, because you're in a series. TV. Television. Remote vision. When you actually watch a TV show, you're actually watching yourself or watching somebody else. Or you're watching a series, a sequence. You're following after. It's all a path, and it's the path of Christ. Now, there's two. It's one path, but there's two mindsets. There's one path, but two mindsets. There's one path, but two mindsets. The path that Jesus made for everyone, but there's two mindsets. One is a flesh mindset, and one is a spirit mindset. Those who walk and try to walk the path of Jesus according to the flesh, it's upside down. But those who walk the path according to the Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory, it's right side up. There's two paths. P-A-T-H. If I'm not making it clear, there is two paths. P-A-T-H-S. Paths. It don't seem to come out right. There's two pathways. Sorry. There's two mindsets and one path. See how I messed it up? There's one path. Let me start over. There's one path, and Jesus made the path, but there's two mindsets. There's two mindsets. I got too much going on. I got to pick up a shipment. I got to go pick up some shingles. I got to do all kinds of stuff. So I got my mind on like three different things. There's one path. There's two mindsets, and it ends up being two paths. The anti-path, the anti-Christ path, or the Christ path. And so the Christ mind, which is the spirit mind, which is the mind of Christ, that's the path of righteousness. The Antichrist, which is the flesh mind path, that's the path to death. There's two paths, but it's based on one path. And the reason there's two paths, because there's two mindsets, because the spirit mind is diametrically opposed to flesh mind. And one example is, the spirit mind says, let things flow through you. The flesh mind says, I'm going to just take, and never give. The spirit mind says, give and you shall receive. The flesh mind says, I'm just going to receive. I'm never going to give back. There's many examples like that. There's many examples. The flesh mind says, I can't find a job. I'm just going to sit on the couch. I'm not going to take that job. Somebody offered me a part-time job, but I'm not going to take it. But the spirit mind says, I'm going to take this part-time job, and I know that once I take that part-time job, something else is going to open up. Once you open one door, another door opens. Once you open one window, another window opens. Once you step in and you take a step of faith, there's another step of faith that needs to be taken. The spirit mind says, I'm going to take that part-time job because I know something else will open up. The flesh mind says, well, why should I take a part-time job when I can't? I want to find a full-time job. You got to stay busy. You got to keep in the flow, people. You got to do something. Stay in the flow. So the mind of Christ is following after Jesus. The mind of the flesh is the Antichrist following after the flesh. It's an anti, it's an upside down. So there's two worlds hidden in plain view. There's the mind, there's the spirit plane, and there's the flesh plane. Right in front of you is source code truth, but the flesh mind can't see it. I had this guy just turn. Okay, so I was turning left, and just had this guy like he was speeding up to turn. As soon as he started turning, I pulled out into traffic. This just happened. And he slowed down. That's my fault for trusting that he's not going to, for trusting him, you know. So I had to kind of weave so the traffic wouldn't hit me, you know. That just happened. I could be mad, be in the flesh mind. But I can also look at my own self. Why did I trust the guy? Yeah, he messed me up. He put on like he was going to drive a certain speed. And just now, so here's a quantum pattern. I was going down that same, I'm right now, this just happened again. There's an EMS. I'm going down, and some EMS guy opens the door in the back, just opens it up. That's a quantum pattern. Somebody trying to mess you up. So if it's happening in 3D, it's happening in 5D. And if it's happening in 5D, the hive mind has an agenda to mess you up. Now, when you start to see patterns like that, and this is real, and I know this, people don't believe this, once the hive starts a pattern, you can see it in all of them. You see the pattern in all of them because they're all the hive. And so the way you're going to win and break that is look at yourself, say, did I open a door of some kind? Have I opened a door to open to the hive? Or is the hive just attacking me because you're making some progress with a soul or with some souls or whatever? You're making progress. So how do you break it? How do you break the hive mind? Some things only come out by prayer and fasting. And a lot of preachers now, they say, well, is fasting for today? What do you mean, is it for today? Is the sine wave still here? Is the flesh versus the spirit? Apostle Paul said, the flesh always persecutes the spirit. Is Wally Coyote still chasing Roadrunner? Yeah. How do you break the strongholds? How do you break the hive? Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Fasting and prayer. Fasting makes you faster. Faster makes you younger. Fasting makes you faster and younger and stronger and more alert, and actually you can actually see better, you can think better. I'm being honest with you. I'm not blowing smoke here. I'm being 100%, 1,000% honest. Fasting makes you stronger, faster, smarter, more acute. Your mind is sharper. It changes the high. It breaks the stronghold of the hive. It breaks the sine wave, the sin wave. It breaks down every stronghold. If you're serious about it, you got to get your heart right. Why are you fasting, you know? It's all about the heart, but if you get serious and you say, Lord, I want to break this stronghold, and you get serious about it, oh, it's going to break. Got a city guy right in front of my house. Let's see what he has to say. Let's see what the city's doing here.